When eagles die in Unalaska, it's the beginning of a long journey. As KUCB's Barrett Wilbur reports, many of them travel thousands of miles and find second lives in the lower 48.
When Damian Lopez Plancarte walks into the wildlife trooper office and opens his freezer, it looks like Thanksgiving. The shelves are jammed full of turkey-shaped items wrapped in plastic, but none of them are turkeys.
And we have 5 dead eagles.
Lopez Plancarte is the eagle guy in Unalaska. When a raptor is found dead, which happens a lot, he gets the call to remove the bird. He bags the carcass and stores it here, along with...
That's the ice cream sandwich. Keep them in the same freezer.
These eagles may have an unusual icy grave, but soon they'll begin a journey that could take them more than 3,000 miles across America. Why? The Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act of 1940 made it a federal crime for anyone to possess eagle parts, and the punishment is severe. Get caught with even one feather, and you could receive a $200,000 fine, a year-long prison sentence, or both. The exception is for members of federally recognized tribes, many of whom use eagle feathers, talons, and other parts in ceremonies or as spiritual objects. But taking, buying, or transporting eagle parts is still illegal. So, how are indigenous people supposed to get them? The answer is stored in the freezer at the National Eagle Repository in Colorado. Dead eagles from across the nation are shipped there, including those from Unalaska. Sarah Metzer works at the repository. Her job includes delivering educational programs and sorting through two giant walk-in freezers full of eagle carcasses.
Wanting to ensure that we protect that constitutionally protected right of religious freedom, our facility operates to turn those eagles around, and we're able to distribute those parts and feathers to members of federally recognized Native American tribes.
Last year, she says the repository received 2,700 eagles to fill nearly 4,000 orders. That's more than 7 eagles a day, and the rate keeps climbing.
We're looking at getting a third freezer.
Most orders are from the Southwest, Metzer says, where the feathers are used for powwows and graduations, as well as gifts and headdresses.
It's a pretty special thing, just knowing that there's a recipient on the other end, and this eagle will live on, and their spirit will live on through that applicant.
But the wait can be long and frustrating for those who feel like the federal government shouldn't be in charge of distributing ceremonial objects or regulating indigenous spirituality. If you place an order today, it would take 6 months to get a whole bald eagle, and half that for 20 loose feathers. A golden eagle can take more than 2 years. That makes it tempting to pick feathers up off the beach. And now indigenous people can do just that. After decades of an informal policy to look the other way when Native Americans had non-repository feathers, the Justice Department issued a memo in 2012. It lets indigenous people pick up and possess culturally significant eagle parts, even if they didn't come from the repository, as long as they don't sell the parts or kill the eagles. So while the repository does fill orders from Alaska, chances are slim that Unalaska's eagles will find themselves back on the island in the afterlife. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.